Welcome to Style Scoops, where we bring you the stories behind the personalities that shape our world. Today, we have the legendary Barry Hilton with us, one of South Africa's most beloved comedians. With his sharp wit, relatable humor, and decades of experience, Barry has kept audiences laughing across the globe. But beyond the punchlines, what drives his passion for comedy and motivation? Let's find out. Barry, thank you for joining us. You've been making people laugh for years, but what inspired you to pursue comedy as a career?
I think comedy chose me. I was always the guy that was witty and funny in class, much to my detriment a lot of times because the teachers didn't enjoy it. Because clearly I got ADHD, but we didn't know about that. And I found making people laugh was a fabulous way for me to feel great. And I realized at a very young age that I have a talent to pick up stuff like that. So why not use it?
Your humor often touches on relatable aspects of South African life. How do you balance universal themes with the specific cultural nuances of South Africa?
I do South African themes because we're in South Africa. But however, I work all over the world, so I just change it. And surprisingly, the stuff that we do in South Africa is very, very similar to the stuff that people do in England or Hong Kong or Australia or whatever. But the South Africa, we have a special bond, I think, between our people. You know, we clearly have idiots on both sides who hate each other. But the majority of the people in South Africa, they just want to laugh and have fun and enjoy each other. And I find that the South African people are willing to take a joke about themselves. So we can do cross-cultural jokes without fear of sort of somebody saying, oh, that offends me, whatever, because it's funny.
As a comedian and motivational speaker, how do you stay motivated and inspired, especially during challenging times?
I have ADHD in a bad way, in a very bad way. And the good thing about ADHD is when you do something and you get tired of it, you put it aside, not intentionally, it just happens, it just slips, okay, there's a lay-by, I'll wait there. And then you go along and you go along and you think, hold on, I remember that. And then you start again because there's things that I want to do. You know, I wanted to work on cruise ships. So I spent 6 months convincing agents, cruise ship agents, not the guys in South Africa, international guys. And eventually, somebody said to me, okay, we'll give you a gap. So that inspires you to move forward, you know, and you just got to go forward. And regarding my inspirational talk, it's about mental health. And it's not only in South Africa. There's a massive problem with mental health worldwide.
Looking back at your journey, what has been the most memorable moment in your career that stands out to you?
9 years ago now, I was actually asked to go by a huge company in Australia, well, an eventing company. I did the Sydney Opera House, not the small stage, the big one. I filled the room completely. And to me, that was like a pinnacle for me. I actually phoned my wife after the gig and said, listen, I've just done 2.5 hours on stage here. And funny enough, all I can think about was what we're going to buy when we get home. So I said, I'm here now. I've reached this point. I want to change direction now. So that was a great point in my life. So, and I've done a lot of stuff. I've done the Royal Albert Hall, which was okay. I've done Vegas. I've done all over Asia. I've done everywhere. But Sydney Opera House, there's just something about Sydney Opera House. For me, that was my holy grail, which is brilliant. And I thrashed it. And I know what you're going to say. Sydney, there's a lot of South Africans there. No, dude. It was 65-70% full of Australian people that had seen me on YouTube and things like that. So that's a smashing thing for me, and I'll hold that dear till the day I die.
Comedy aside, what are some of your personal passions or hobbies that people might not know about?
My children. I have 6 children, and I do anything to let them become who they are. My father forced me to become a tradesman against my will. He forced my brother to become a tradesman against his will. We both ended up doing something completely different. So with my children, I make sure that they move in the right direction. I'm not a person that needs physical things. I don't need that stuff. I need the fact that my children phone me up on a regular basis and say, "Hey, Dad, we love you." Wow. That's the best. You can't beat that. I challenge anybody in the whole world. You just can't beat that. So the passion for my children is fantastic. And of course, third time lucky, I'm married to Sandy. We married 17 years now. She is the rock behind everything. She's actually the one that got me through when I had a mental breakdown and everything like that. And she's still brilliant. So I'm very, very blessed.
That was an incredible conversation with the one and only Barry Hilton. His journey is a testament to the power of laughter, resilience, and passion. If you enjoyed this chat, stay tuned to Style Scoops for more inspiring interviews. Until next time, keep smiling.